Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
Where are these lower rates?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is at a 7-week high, just above 6%. You'd think rates would be coming down after the Fed stepped in with its emergency rate cut and then another cut a week later. But the concerns about inflation have pushed long-term rates higher. And it's possible that lenders are just being very cautious given the recent turmoil in the credit markets. Here's an alarming statistic about the housing market. 10.3% of homeowners owe more on their homes than the houses are worth. That's the highest percentage since the Great Depression. The federal government is considering yet another plan to help people facing foreclosure. John Dimsdale reports.
The Office of Thrift Supervision, a government regulator of mortgage lenders, is putting together a refinancing option to help avoid foreclosures. A mortgage in trouble would be split in two, with the government guaranteeing an amount up to the current appraised value of the house. The riskier portion of the loan, that not covered by the home's equity, would be given to the original lender in the form of a certificate. The OTS's William Rubery says the lender's certificate could be cashed in if the home is eventually sold at a profit.
To lenders, the expense of foreclosure is something that they would want to avoid, and that this would be a good alternative that would be more financially attractive.
The government anticipates lenders would set up a market for trading mortgage certificates to spread the risk. The OTS is floating this idea. Rubery says so far the reaction has been positive. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
You can share your thoughts on this plan with the world. Log on to our website, marketplace.org, and click on Your Economy. Some regression in the stock markets today. In Asia, the markets finished about 1% lower. European shares are down a fraction so far. The Dow fell 143 points yesterday to 12,284. The NASDAQ lost 27 to 2,299. And the S&P 500 was down 17 to 1342. In China, the cartoon business is struggling. It's up against Disney and big companies from Japan. But the government has a protectionist trick up its sleeve. Coming this spring, a Chinese primetime TV ban on foreign cartoons is getting longer. Bill Marcus explains from Shanghai.
China's 250 million kids prefer Japanese Pokemon and America's Mickey Mouse over Chinese cartoons. A study showed that 2 years ago. That's when the government implemented a 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. ban on foreign cartoons. China says the ban grew domestic programming by more than a third, so officials hope to help the industry more by extending the ban to 9 p.m. Animation producers aren't worried. Kids can watch foreign cartoons anytime on the Internet. Charlie Moretti's Shanghai-based Bright Shadow Films re-records foreign cartoons for international markets.
The Chinese industry on a cartoon level has focused more on the production values, on the quality and the efficiency of making the films rather than the content of the stories and the characters. And that's what they want to shift the focus back towards now.
But there's still a way for foreign producers to beat the ban, as long as they're willing to share a copyright and their revenue with Chinese producers. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
This week, several of the major cell phone companies made a big move. Flat rate, all-you-can-talk plans. So for $100 a month or so, you can yak all you want and never worry about going over your allotted minutes. Now for texting, you may already have a flat rate plan. And if you don't, it could be a problem. Lisa Napoli has more.
Doug Patterson watched his teenage daughter go from about text messaging to being a much more than frequent user.
We started off at the beginning of 2006 with her doing 8 text messages in January. Last month, it was 2,211 messages.
Patterson kept upping his flat rate plan to keep pace with the texting, but the plans kept going up in price to 5 times what they started at. It's a good thing he had a plan at all. These days, an individual message that used to cost a nickel now can cost 20 cents. Texting has become the crack of modern communication. Industry analyst Ian Gillett says your cell phone company likes it that way.
So they're really promoting more and more text message usage because it does lead to more usage of ringtones and games.
All these extras are where cell phone companies are staking their financial futures. For now, they're raking it in with text. More than a fifth of Verizon's revenue is coming from these texting and mobile net connections. AT&T's data revenue shot up 57% over this time last year. Industry analyst Glenn Fleischman says text messages are pure profit.
It's so vastly profitable that there's no reason why they can't just give you everything by charging you a fee that is entirely gravy.
That hasn't gone unnoticed by entrepreneurs like Ralph Harita. His company makes a new device called a Zip-It that doesn't make phone calls. It only lets you instant message and text for a flat fee.
It's a $5 a month plan for 3,000 messages.
But the Zip-It costs $150, about what you could pay for a phone. No matter how you slice it, using your thumbs doesn't come cheap.
I think the carriers have figured out that they can just keep tweaking the price upward, and they haven't hit the limit of what they can charge yet.
Experts like Glenn Fleischman say don't be surprised if eventually you end up paying 40% of your cell phone bill for something other than plain old talking. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.